Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Longtime caver Ray Nadler Olnick stopped by our office recently to offer advice to beginning cavers.
The first step is to find some other cavers, because cavers are very helpful and generous in getting new cavers started.
Also, always go caving with a buddy, wear a hard hat, and bring 3 sources of light. Don't forget water and snacks. Oh, and dress appropriately.
I would recommend the layered approach. There are various kinds of silks and different kinds of underwear and just all different things. I dress in layers. If I expect to be cold, I might use a thermal undershirt and then stack some t-shirts, a flannel shirt, a sweatshirt. As far as the layers are concerned, I like to wear things that can be easily tied around the waist.
Caving is a physically and mentally demanding sport. You have to think on your feet, even when you're crawling on your belly.
A lot of people in the Austin area get introduced to caving through Airman's Cave, which is an uncomfortable stoop walk much of the distance. And you're always hearing of people getting stuck in that cave for a while, but you don't hear of anyone getting hurt or killed in it.
That's a relief. We have a list of caving groups at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.